Chai, Parshas Vayikra. Okay. Ve'et asher hata min ha-kodesh yishalem. Ve'et chamishito yosif alav. That which a person sins from being nene, from hegdish, from benefiting from kedusha of the korbanot or of anything which is hegdish, the bedek habayit, to the sanctuary, he has to give back the keren, the principal, the chamishito, and a fifth of that he has to add. Nir Eli says, the Ben Ish Chai, seems to me, b'siyata d'shmaya, with the help of heaven, da'amru rabotein zichrono racha, a rabbi said, atidim tzadikim she'amru lifnehem kadosh. In the future, the tzadikim, they will say in front of them, kadosh, k'derosh she'amrim lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just as they say kadosh, like we say kadosh, 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 in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Upirashti b'siyat d'shmaya, and explained with the help of heaven, a kavanah, the intention of what this means. Shiyom mushlosh pa'amim kadosh. They'll say kadosh, 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 just as we say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh before Kadosh Baruch Hu. Uloze ama kader shomim lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh, 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 just as we say that in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vatam shezochim ledav hazeh latid davka. And the reason that a tzaddik merits this davka in the future. Kischiyat adam b'shlosh pa'amim kadosh, the schut of a person by saying shlosh pa'amim kadosh, who mikoach shlemuto, it's because he's complete b'shlosh kedushot, in three levels of kedushot, shehem kedushat hamachshava, the kedusha of a person's thought, kedushat hadibu, the kedusha of what a person says, kedushat hamaase, and kedusha of how a person behaves. Ule'et ata, and at this moment, Einan himset shleimut shlosh kedushot. He doesn't have shleimut in these three kedushas where he is now. Elu karui, in a fitting way. Etzel kol tzadikim blui shum chisaron. Even by all the tzadikim, without any sort of form of lack. Masha'enken latid, masha'enken in the future, yishtalmu karui, then the tzadik will be complete in a fit way, and both in all these three kedushas, v'lakach zochin b'shevach shlosh pa'amim kadosh kadosh kadosh, and there because of that he'll be zoche to saying three times kadosh kadosh kadosh, which means kadosh in machshava, kadosh in dibu, in speech, and kadosh in maaseh, in action. V'hine yadua de'ein ha'adam shalem b'shlosh kedushot haniskarim, that a person isn't complete in these three types of kedusha, shem shem machshava, of thinking, v'adibu, and speech, v'amasen, and action. Ele imkein yizke litvoach yitzar, only if he shechts, he destroys, he kills his yitzara, al derech ma sh'ama David HaMelech, alav shalom. Like David HaMelech said, V'libi chalal b'kiyubi, my heart is empty inside of me. What does that mean? The koi al yetzara shenikra lev. It's referring to the yetzara that's called lev, his heart, his left heart. V'al bal tshuva be'emet abru rabotele tzichrono levracha. Our rabbis told us, tzichrono levracha, zoveach yetzo mitvade alav. He shechts, he kills his yetzara and makes vidui on it. He regrets it. He's mitvadeh. He supplicates because of this. V'lachen bal tshuva nikra tabach. He's called a shochet. He's called someone who destroys, shechts, kills. She'ose tevach le'yetzara. He destroys completely his yetzara. U'mi shezacha liyot tabach. Someone who zoche to destroy his yetzara. She'ose tevach le'yetzara. He destroys yetzara. Az zoche le'shleimut shlosh pa'amim kadosh kadosh kadosh. Then he'll be zoche to these three times. Kadosh in machshava, kadosh in maisa, kadosh in dibu, in speech, kadosh in maisa. V'lachen, timsa ki shlosh pa'amim kadosh. Therefore you find that three times kamosh. Remuzim b'milu otiyot tabach. It's hinted in these three letters of a shochet, someone who shechts. kills the Yetzara. Shem, Tet, Bet, Chet. Right? Tet b'milu is Tet, Yud, Tet. Bet b'milu is Bet, Yud, Tet. Chet is Chet b'milu, Chet, Yud, Tet. The Shroshtam, Miluyam, Mispa Kadosh. All three of them, the milui of them, is Kadosh. Because Yud Tet is 410, and Kadosh, Kuf and Shin, is 400, and Dalet and Vav is 10. Yeah, so the milui of them is Kadosh. Vezehu Sha'ama Veta Shechata Min HaKodesh Yishalem. That which you took away, you benefited from, that which is Hegdesh, you pay. The Ot Aleph Remez L'machshava Shemuch Chunet b'shem Aleph, she mechuset u'ne'elemet. The letter Aleph is a hint to machshava, just as machshava is hidden, right, from the world. So just as an Aleph is something mechuset, something which is hidden from the world. Alufo shel olam. That's why Bereishis, it starts with the base and not with Aleph, because Aleph refers to alufo shel olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's ne'elam from the world, who's hidden from the world. Like the odd Aleph. Kumo shekatvu ha-mukubalim, just as the Mukubalim wrote, va'od vav remez l'kol. The vav is a hint to the kol, shuhu ha-dibu, right? I.e., dibu is ruach, is vav, is Yaakov Avinu, ha-kol kol Yaakov, is a remez l'kol. The odd vav, he sod kol. The letter vav, which is the b'chin of Yaakov Avinu, is the sod of kol, ha-kol kol Yaakov, the voice of Yaakov, the inner voice. In the voice of terror, of tefillah, kenoda. V'ot tav, remez lemaase. Tav is a remez to actions. Yihi gluya, which is expressed. V'ein lecha od galui kmo tav. You don't have a letter which is more revealed than a tav, because the tav represents the expression of all the alphabets. Like he's going to explain, mipnei shi sofer the kol adargon. It's the end of all the levels. It's taf is the end of the alphabets. It's the place in which all the alphabets gets expressed. That's the malchus, right? Just that the malchus is the end of the sefirot. So taf is the end of the alphabets through which everything's expressed. Therefore, taf represents malchus. Like I said, by arba mot kesef over asocher gematri arba mot is taf, right? Avram Avinu in the Maarat Machpelah was expressing his malchus. It was an expression of his malchus. Ve'ein ot acheret acharei lechsota. There's no letter after the taf to cover it. Ve'zehu sha'ama ve'et. Ve'et is a remez le'machshava dibu u'ma'ase. Hanirmazim ba'otiyot ve'et. What do you mean ve'et? Vav is kol, aleph is machshava, and taf is ma'ase. Asher chata min ha-hekdesh. So it says, ve'et. Et means kol, machshava, and ma'ase. And now the hemshech of the pasuk is, asher ve'et asher chata min ha-kodesh, perush. Chise otam min ha-kdusha. Chet is the lashon of missing, it's lacking. So it's chise otam min ha-kdusha shelahem. Miloshen, Vani ubnei Shlomo Chataim. Me and my son Shlomo are Chataim. Ken, we're lacking. Yishalem otam b'kdusha. Right? Asher chata min ha-kodesh, yishalem otam b'kdushatam. You should complete them in the kedusha. Right? I.e., you should complete the kedusha of the et. The et. Et is kol machshava maisa. If, because they're lacking, asher chata min ha-kodesh, because there's a chet, there's a lack in this kedusha, of these three kedushas, of machshava, dibu, and ma'isa, al yedei dechamishito, shia tshuva, right? Haramuza ba'ot hei. Hei represents, hei rishona represents tshuva, right? Hei rishona, so that's the chamishito, the fifth. Right? He is Gematria Chamesh. Yosef Alav. But Tosefet Meruba, add on to it with a tremendous Tosefet, tremendous addition. Yeah? That means we're reading the Pasuk as Ve'et, Machshava Dibu Maise. Remember? Aleph is Machshava. Vav is the call, is Dibu. Vetaf is the Maise, the expression, the end of the Aleph base. Ashechata, if you're lacking Mina Kedusha, from these three levels of Kedusha, in this Machshava Dibur Maisa, thought, speech, and action, Yishalem, you should complete it. Vet Chamishito, Yosif Alav, through Tshuva, which is Ot Hey, right? Yeah? Do you complete the Et, the Machshava Dibur Maisa, B'chamishito, B'ot Hey, Yosif Alav, you be Marbe in Tshuva, you do a lot of Tshuva in order to complete yourself in these three levels of Machshava Dibur and Maisa, of the Et. Okay, so that's his first pshat. Or the et chamishito. There's another pshat. Et hem shtei otiyot hey. Right, there's shtei otiyot hey, rishona v'achrona. That's the first hey and the second last hey. B'shem Havayah, the name of God. Right. Tshuva ila, tshuva ila, v'tshuva tata. Higher tshuva and lower tshuva. Yosef alav. Chelek et tevat alav. Divide the word alav. L'shtei. L'shtaim. To two. V'kri ba'al yudvav. Bring up the yudvav. Bring up the letters yudvav. Hem otiyot yudvav. Shebeshem avaya. Shemishtalem b'tshuva. These two orheis. You bring up the yudvav. Right? And you complete yourself with the Shem Avaya. Kamo shekhtavu ha-mukubalim tshuva tashuv hey. You return the hey to the Yudvav, right? Or the Yudvav returns to the hey. And then you get the complete Shem Havaya, which represents man's completion. In Dibu, in Machshava, in thought, Dibu, Umaase, and action. Nimtza. Shleimut ish Yisrael hu b'shleimuto b'shlosha minei kedusha haniskarim. The completion of a Jew is in his completion of these three types of kedusha. Lekach kama dvarim yikarim nitnu li Yisrael b'shalosh. There's many special things, dear things, that were given to the Jewish people in threes. HaTorah shichiyutam, the Torah, which is the life of the Jewish people. Mishuleshet is three parts of the Torah. Nevi'im and Ketuvim. The Torah, Chumash, Nevi'im, the prophets, and Ketuvim, the writings. V'nitna b'yerach tlitai. It was given in the third month, right? B'yom tlitai, which was Shavuot. B'yom tlitai. Al yedei tlitai. Through a third. After 3 days, it was given after 3 days of separation from man, from his wife. Vayliat litai, on the third person, was given, Moshe Rabbeinu was the third from his mother. V'ken ha-mitzvot, hem mishulashim. Also the mitzvot, the actions are in thirds, divided into three. Shem mitzvot, chukim and mishpatim. You have the mitzvot, you have the chukim, the chok, which doesn't have tam. Umishpatim, and the judgment, bein adam l'chaveru, between man and his fellow man. V'ken hatfilot, mishulashim. And also, the da'a prayers are in threes. Shachar, mincha, and arvit. Right? V'ken makom hatfil, the place of the tefillah. Shuhu Beit HaKnesset, who gam ken mishulash b'shlosh kedushot. The Beit HaKnesset also has three levels of kedusha. Shehem kedushat sefer Torah, the kedusha of the sefer Torah. Shehi keneged kedushas ha-machshava sheba'adam. That's against the kedusha of man's thoughts, right? Ki haTorah hi chokhma, shesham sod ha-machshava. The Torah represents the chokhma, which is there, the place of machshava. Ay chokhma is yud, yud is machshava. V'lechein, nikret Torah chesed. Torah chesed is called the Torah of chesed. Kamo sheneema. V'torat chesed aleshona. The Torah of chesed is on her lips. Because Torah is called chesed. Tchilato chesed, sofo chesed. V'lekach, nitna al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. The Torah was given to Eilid through Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. Shehu yisod the chokhmah. He is the foundation of chokhmah. He represents this concept of chokhmah. i.e. Yesod is the Ava, the limb of connection. So the Moshe Rabbeinu was Yesod HaChokhmah, represent the person who connects the Chokhmah of Torah to the Jewish people. Va'od Sham Kedushas Aaron HaKodesh. This is the Kedusha of the Aaron HaKodesh, which the Sefer Torah has put in. Shehi Pchuta Mikdusha Sefer Torah. It's less than the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah. Right? V'hu Kenei Kedushas HaDibu. That's against the Kedusha of the Dibu. Right? Of speech of man. Ki kol Dibu Hu Sod Kelim. All Dibu is the foundation, is called Kelim. Right? Because it's contained, it's limited, right? A dibu is limited; it has its limitations. So it's considered kelim; it's contained in the letters itself. Va'od sham kedusha to Beit Knesset Atzma. There's also the kedusha of Beit Knesset in its entirety of itself. She pchuta mikdushas Aaron Hakodesh. It's just less than the kedusha of the Aaron Hakodesh, which is less than the kedusha of the Sefer Torah, which is in Machshav. Vezuhi kenei kedushas hamaisa. The Beit Knesset against the kedusha of the action. V'lekach nitztavenu linhog kavod v'moreh Beit Knesset. We should be treating the Beit Knesset properly, right? With kavod, with honor, with morah in the Beit Knesset. Ki ha-mechabed et Beit Knesset. Person who is mechabed, gives honor to the Beit Knesset. She mishuleshet b'shlosh kedushat. It has these three levels of kedusha, which is the Sefer Torah, Aaron, and Beit Knesset itself. She nishpa kedusha mishuleshet l'nefesh ruach neshama shlo. This will cause him, the kavod that he has for such a place, and these three aspects will give him, right, three aspects of his soul, which are the nefesh, ruach, the nefesh, which is against the maisa, maaseh, the ruach against the dibu, and the neshama, which is against the machshav shalom. V'haya kodesh v'shlosh kedushot. Then a person reaches the level of kedusha with all these shlosh kedushot.